Let's pause for a moment to give God thanks for the many blessings that we have received this week. Give him thanks for those blessings and pause to ask him for something that you need from him. Patience, a sense of peace, health. And pray for someone who is in need at this time. Amen. In the front of one of my study Bibles, it reads, "When God inspired the Bible, he was thinking of you and your needs." When the Bible was inspired, he was thinking of us. I'm going to be sharing from Habakkuk this morning, wherein Habakkuk is in conversation with God. He was actually instructed to record this ongoing conversation with the Lord, and so he did. And as a prophet, Habakkuk was caring and he was educated. And the meaning of his name is "he who embraces, he who clings." Here, Habakkuk is dealing with a real sense of doubt in this time of his life, and it is leaving him with a true sense of loss. But he is going to hold on to God no matter what happens. However, his doubts were bringing uncertainty. And so he took his questions and his feeling of doubt right to the Lord, which is really very smart. In Psalm 105, verses 4 and 5, it says, "Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced." That essentially is telling us to become familiar with God's ways. He's helped people in the past. He will help people in today's world. God waits for us to come to him and to find him. Always be persistent in your search and running to him. He truly rewards those who seek him. Matthew 7:7 says, "Jesus promised, seek and you will find." All these beautiful promises for when we go through some doubtful times in our lives. Habakkuk was so honest with the Lord, and he asked some pretty deep questions. He seemed to know that it was never a good time to avoid God. He knew he was in a state of wandering and that his faith was being challenged in a new way. Have you ever thought about that? When things aren't going the way you expect, or you're kind of wondering, where is God? Your faith is being challenged in a new way. You're having the opportunity to grow. And this would be the best time to turn toward God. Not only turn toward God, but start running toward him. And growing closer to God to find strength and to trust him even more. "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul." That's from Psalm 94, verse 19. This prophet had lived during a wonderful time of revival in God's people. And oh, to see the fall of his people must have been so hurtful and so discouraging to him. In Judah, there was a revival, but now things were falling apart. And there was violence and cruelty. And Habakkuk began to wonder, where is God? Why is this happening? Why is justice becoming so distorted? starting at Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 1, the prophecy that Habakkuk the prophet received. How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict that abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. The heaviness of the law becoming powerless, the iniquity and the trouble brought Habakkuk straight to the Lord. The Lord responded, starting at verse 5. Look at the nations and watch, and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwellings not their own. The true and faithful believers could see that sin was in their land. But with God's help, they were trying to stay, and they were being submissive to the Lord, no matter what was happening around them, because those Babylonians were forceful and mighty and bigger and stronger than anyone could think. Going to verse 7. They, the Babylonians, are feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves, and they promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar, and they fly like an eagle swooping to devour. They all come intent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. They mock kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all fortified cities. By building earthen ramps, they capture them. And then they sweep past like the wind and go on, guilty people whose own strength is their God. At this point, the world was turned upside down. Does that sound familiar with today's world? Theologian Lloyd Jones shared some information for people who were facing crisis, times of crisis, being part of it, being in it, or seeing it happen to someone else or their family. He mentions that others give up on God, and some will turn to their spiritual corners. He encourages us to turn to our spiritual corners and respond to evil by stopping to think before even talking about it. Think, stop, pray. He encourages those who believe to restate the basic principles. As you think about the problems, don't begin with the problems. Go back further to the basic principles that God has provided for all of us, the basic principles about how to deal with men and women. Sandra and I were just talking this morning how when Jesus was walking on this earth, he was consistently interrupted by people, trying to do one thing and someone needed something, and trying to do another and someone was asking him to go somewhere. His life was an interrupted life. Did he get angry? He did his best to help everyone who came across his path. Are we dealing with men and women the way Jesus would deal with men and women? Apply the principles to the problem. Now think about your problem in light of how Jesus would treat others. And commit to the matter of God in faith, whether you know what to do or not, commit to saying things and to doing things that Jesus would have done. Commit to God in faith. The people were humbled and searched for grace, the grace of God in their lives. This was all in God's plan. Judah needed to be conquered so that God's people would be exiled out of the promised land. They did not know that was going to happen. But all of these things needed to line up to move the people out of the promised land. Why in this way? Habakkuk was so concerned. Oh, Lord, why is this happening this way? Well, you know what? Many pillars of the Christian faith, pillars of the Christian community, have moments of doubt. When a loved one dies or is hurt, when a president is assassinated, when you're dealing with someone with alcoholism and the pain they're going through, when people were held in concentration camps, whenever there's a war, September 11th, when our country was attacked, they and we at times will be challenged in a new way. And leaning into faith and trusting God becomes more important. My dad and I were going over the list of things that pillars of the community may have been concerned about and maybe walked away from their faith, right? Times of war. And my father said to me, but God is never gone. God is never gone. His love will shine. We need to look for it. Look for the person doing the right thing. You see, God is working individually with each of us to grow in confidence. And we need to be careful not to underestimate our value as a child of God. Hebrews 13:5, verse 5b, says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. You are his unique creation. You are a blessing. Here are two more verses that share steps to guide us closer to God. Hebrews 10:25. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Boy, we miss a week of church, right? We're worshiping at home last Sunday, but did we truly missed each other. Hebrews 10:25 is that verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Your warm greetings on Sunday mornings build people up. Your amens, your singing voices, your smiles. Do not miss out on the peace of God. Share with other believers, encourage each other, and look up for peace, joy, and the ability to persevere. Seek him in your heart. He may be offering a new way for you to worship. Seek him in your heart. This prophet shares this question and answer time for all. It is written for all who may struggle and all who try to understand the ways of God. And we may not always understand the ways of God. My dad says, but God is never gone. He's always with us. His second complaint, Habakkuk's second complaint, is coming up in verse 12. So that's where I'm going to start reading. Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, you will never die. You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my rock, have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then do you tolerate this treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than ourselves? You have made people like the fish of the sea, like the sea creatures that have no ruler. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net. He gathers them up in his dragnet, and so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore, he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet, for by his net he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? Some pretty bad things were happening, and it seemed to be happening very easily. God let Habakkuk know that judgment was on the way. He wanted the people to know that the evil destroyer would itself be destroyed. The items that the Babylonians stole to build their cities would crumble, and their cities would burn, and their cities would fall. Their evil ways would be exposed, and their evil ways would be written about. God was in control. God is in control. He is here. Psalm 11, 4 to 7. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. Remember that when you're reading the news or watching in the news, things that are happening in the world, the Lord is crying. He is not happy with those who are sinning. Psalm 11, verse 6. On the wicked he will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face. I'm not sure that he's going to be throwing all of this on the sinful people. I feel that those who are sinning and destroying others will eventually be destroying themselves. You can't live a life filled with sin without that breaking down your heart. It's not up to us to correct evil. We need to have laws and rules and regulations for safety reasons, of course. We're not able to correct all evil, but we are able to pray. We are able to give it to God. We are able to share God's love with others, to live a life of a godly person, to make a difference. When we feel that we are shook to our foundations, God is still in control. In this world of chaos, God is still in control. The situation shared in the book of Habakkuk was totally in God's hands, even though his people were being easily conquered at this time. Habakkuk was learning to find rest and to wait patiently. He continued to stand before Jesus, and when he was concerned or had questions, he went right to God. Just as we stand before our Father God, God is waiting to hear from you. He's ready to hear from each of us. If you feel that you are in pain or grief, filled with sorrow or angry, stand before him. He's ready to listen, and he's ready to answer. He loves us, and we can certainly trust him every moment of every day. He loves when we stand before him giving thanks for the love that we feel, for the people that we love, for the joy in our lives, for the peace, for the bountifulness set at our tables, for our safety. He wants to hear that. Seek God with all your heart. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Psalm 3, verses 3 and 4. May you feel him close to you as you call out to God and experience the joy in knowing that he hears us. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the gift of your Holy Spirit. You are here with us this morning. You will be at our homes this afternoon. You are with us always, Lord God. Encourage us to come to you more often. Empower us by your Spirit to grow in faith. Deepen our trust in you, dear Lord. Keep us running to you. Work through us. Work through our Wellspring family. And be glorified in our lives. In your precious name, amen.